Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
We have Hannes Bester, the manager of adjudication of the non-life division of the National Financial Ombuds Society of South Africa, joining us now on Kaya Biz. Hannes, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. The car you drive affects what may happen if you get into an accident and the roadworthiness. Take us through that.
Good evening, and thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and to share our brief views in terms of the roadworthiness of your vehicle, mm-hmm. so to speak. So it is actually very crucial, you know, should you hold a short-term insurance policy or cover for your vehicle, that you ensure that this vehicle is roadworthy at all times. You will find that in most short-term insurance agreements or policies, there is a contractual obligation, not only a legal obligation as envisaged by the National Road Traffic Act, but also a contractual obligation where you have to ensure that your vehicle remains roadworthy at all times whilst the vehicle is placed on cover with the insurer. Now, this is a general exclusion explicitly mentioned in all short-term insurance policies. What does that mean? Let's say that your vehicle's tires are smooth or the brakes are not up to standard and you are involved in an accident. The insurer obviously covers you for accidents, but it was found that your vehicle's tires were under illegal or smooth, as determined by the National Road Traffic Act. So in that instances, the insurer may contractually be entitled to decline your claim, in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so what should you think about when you are, even before you get to the claim stage, just how you maintain your vehicle in a month to on a month-to-month basis, especially considering the competing interests that are vying for your wallet and the power of that?
Absolutely. It's a very good question. So, you know, ensure that you meet your monthly maintenance on your vehicle. Ensure that, you know, if you are entirely not sure about the actual legalness or illegalness of your tires, go to some of the super quick people and people that does the tires and find out from them, what is the condition of my vehicle? You know, I would say rather, you know, instead of, you know, the saying goes, penny wise, pound foolish.
Yes.
If you decide rather to, you know, to ride with smooth style, drive with smooth tires and you get into an accident, you know, the consequences of that would be, if your vehicle is financed, for instance, you end up paying that installments without even having the vehicle after the insurer has declined your claim. Mm-hmm. So ensure that you, you know, look after your vehicle, because there is a general obligation on you put on the consumer or the client by the insurer, mm-hmm. to prevent or minimize your loss to a certain degree. So you have to take care of your car as well.
Yeah, I understand that. What's the threshold for a car being unroadworthy? You've spoken about the smooth tires. Your license just must be up to date, I imagine. Your windscreen must not have those cracks in it. What else?
Yeah, the screen cracks, your license must be up to date. Also, in terms of the tires, the National Road Traffic Act 93 of 1996 is very specific in terms of that. So in the event that your tire, it's very technical, but mm-hmm. in the event that one or all of your tires are, that the tread of your tire is equal to the tread depth indicator. So every tire has a tread depth indicator. If mm-hmm. your surface of your tire is level to that tread depth indicator, it is regarded as an illegal
tire
in the policy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I've learned something new. I'm going to check my tires when I go home tonight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the insurer may also, for instance, as you mentioned, the vehicle is not registered, or your registration or of the vehicle, the license of the vehicle expires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, contractually, they are entitled to decline the claim. What we, however, do is we always look at principles of fairness and equity, which we apply in terms of that, because we always say you have to, you know, in the event of the declination of your claim of your vehicle in this situation, we will always look at the materiality aspect of the loss.
Mm.
In other words, did the actual unroadworthiness, whatever the case may be, of your vehicle play a significant role or was the proximate cause of the damage to the vehicle. If we can find that it is not the case, we will usually ask the insurer to review and reconsider its rejection of that particular claim.
Yes. I think that there is a suspicion about insurers, and there's a sense that insurers will try their hardest to not pay your claim.
We've heard that all the years, in terms of some insurers are, or most of them are, looking for reasons not to settle a claim. Mm-hmm. My counter argument to that is always, well, do not give the insurer a reason to reject the claim, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, it is a grudge purchase. I know insurance is a grudge purchase, but in time of need, just imagine, what that insurance will assist you with in terms of your financial aspects of the matter.
And we live in a country where we have an extraordinary amount of road crashes and fatalities on the road. And so it's something to think about, as you're saying, that responsibility that you don't always think about, to be fair. That's not the thing that's on the top of your mind when you wake up. There's a responsibility to be safe, and it's also a responsibility to others that you share the road with and you share the country with, to make sure that those issues that you spoke about are there. What should one do if you're listening and now you don't know about the tire tread story? You want to make sure that you are complying, and that in the event something happens, you are protected and your insurance company will pay out.
Yes. You must, like I said, rather, if you're not sure in terms of the specific requirements, in terms of your tires or in terms of your brakes, rather consult an expert that will give you some advice in terms of, you should rather now replace your tires, or let's look at the brakes, or, just ensure that your licensing disc is also, up to date, kept up to date, so that you do not provide the insurer with any reason whatsoever to dwell on that aspect in terms of relying on the contractual obligations in the policy.
Yeah. Hannes, I know that a lot of people drive cars that are maybe not the latest when it comes to, some cars have warning, the lights will come on, it'll say, some kind of a warning, and then you go and try and get it fixed. What about things that may not be immediately clear to you? I'm reading about a case study that you've said where there was a problem with the brakes. The condition was material, the brakes were not working properly, therefore you could not. Are brakes one of those things that you know immediately are not working? I know by the time your brake pads get worn off, there's a squeaky sound, but before that, if you're not a mechanic, how do you know that, for instance, there's an issue with brakes, or that outside of your yearly or 6 monthly service?
Yeah, usually, like you say, the squeaky sound will give you an indication of that. Mm-hmm. So, even if it's before your regular service of your vehicle, rather than just pop in at your local dealer and ask them about, just to quickly, check the brakes and check the tires and check if everything is all right and whether you may continue with that. It is difficult if the car doesn't give you an indication of a specific unroadworthiness or a specific problem in your vehicle. But, your car can also talk to you, like you say, when it actually starts to squeak, or you feel that, when you apply your brakes, it goes to the veers to the left or the right, or something is not correct. Rather be safe than sorry, and go and check that out at your local dealer.
All right, Hannes Bester, thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz, making sure that your vehicle is roadworthy. That is the end of the show. We ask you to please send us some voice notes. Pumelo is standing by on the other side of this, but let's hear from Mobalawa on lifestyle audits.
This is so informative, because I used to ask myself why we have to sign declarations of interest. Every year we do this within our company, where you state if you have any business interest, or do you have a company that's currently doing any business with the business, you sign. And obviously, if you don't return the form, they would then call you in to try and understand why you don't want to sign the form. So yeah, this makes a lot of things fall into place. This makes sense.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz Podcast.